Okay, I'll say a few words about this instrument, this harp that Tomoko is going to play. Can you hold it up so everyone can see? So it's quite different from this instrument. This has 7 strings, this has 23 strings. Which one do you think is older, this one or that one? Well, the prototype was older. This one is probably a few hundred years, right, at the most. 100 years? Yeah. When do you think this was introduced? Well, I'll tell you. 2,000 years before Christ is the first instrument of this type in Mesopotamia, a point of the world where war has been raging the last 10-20 years, right? And they had a great culture there. They invented many musical instruments in Mesopotamia around this time, 2000 BC. This one didn't change much at all since all those years, since 4,000 years ago. Didn't change at all. Very little. And it had a lot of strings from the very beginning. So at 2000 BC, having about 20 strings made it the kind of grand piano of its time. It had more strings than anything else could be thought of. Now, but on the other hand, we don't shorten off the strings, so you only get one pitch per string. Here you have a few strings, but you can shorten it just like a guitar or a violin. But harps, of course, are very different. They still exist in symphony orchestras, but they have a very small role in a symphony orchestra. Occasionally you play vroom, vroom, like that. But from the beginning, it was the only instrument, 2000 BC, or 3000 BC even. There was no competition. And why was it invented? And many people, I can only speculate, many people say it's because of the bow and arrow. Not the arrow, but the bow part. You take a hunting bow like this, you have one string, and when it snaps, it actually sounds a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not very much. But there's even a passage in the Iliad, or the Odyssey, I'm not quite certain, where one of the heroes comes up, tries his bow out like this, and he tries it, the tension good in the bow, by just snapping, listening to the sound of the string. So it's not an artifice of my mind, it really existed, that people would test a hunting bow by listening to the sound. But then what we need is an amplifier. The hunting bow makes very little sound, so the amplifier is sitting inside here, it's a hollow body. Anything else I should say? Oh, yes, talk about the pieces. The first piece that you play is not a very old piece. It was composed only 3 years ago, I think, and dedicated to Tomoko, a Japanese composer called Masumoto. But she took a very old idea. She took an idea from about 800 AD on a theme that was imported from China into Japan. So it's partly a very old composition like that. That thing, yes. Can you play it slower? Because it's very hard to hear it. In the Gagaku ensemble, it's played by a lute. By the vibo. Yeah, another sitar like this. But was tuned exactly. If you play the first string, the next string, it goes pop, 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 like that. So it was tuned, so you just slid it across like this with the finger, and you got that tune. So that's the basic theme in her composition. You will hear it many times. There was a lot of talk about harmonics. Harmonics, of course, can be played here too very well. And in the end of that composition, Matsumoto's composition, you can hear the harmonics coming in. Gut strings there, I think, and of course they are graduated, and so are these strings: thin, thicker, 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 and thickest there. Same thing. So that made it very difficult to make a harp, mainly because of the strings. You have to graduate 23 strings. Graduate, I mean, very thin to a little bit thicker, 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 like this, so that the pitches can come out the right way, and then also. They have different string lengths like that, so that also helps making the strings. The tension is also varies according. There's an article that I wrote recently that's, you have this thing, right? And I wrote in the string tensions there that you can measure. Yeah, right. Hmm. It just came out, and you can find it in the public libraries. Early Music America. And the article here is about the, in the middle somewhere. Yeah, this one. Angular harps. The rebirth of the angular harp. They are trying to make this instrument a bit like a harpsichord. Remember, the harpsichord died out nearly completely, and then it was revived around 1900. So we're hoping that this will have a similar fate. But of course, the problem is that we don't have very much music from the olden days, because the olden days are so very, very old. So you get no music from 2000 BC. All the papers, everything has disappeared. So we have to ask for young composers to write something like this. And one of the composers is written is Stephen Dido. He has written several pieces, and Masumoto in Japan. And we just got, yesterday we got a new composition from Iran. Yeah, which sounds good, right? And then the second piece is called Gül Tempe, which is written by Jewish people who lived in Spain but migrated to Istanbul. Or Constantinople, it was known these days. They were driven out because of religious reasons. And the first migration happened 1492, which is only a few years I can remember. And you all knew what happened. So they were driven out, and then they composed new songs. I think this Gül Tempe is not very old, probably 50, 100 years or something. And then the last piece, Tomoko is going to introduce herself.